The Dow Jones is at an all-time high, and the U.S. labor market is near full employment, with the jobless rate at some 4.4%. And yet, Art Bilger, founder and CEO of Working Nation, warns that, quote, never before have we faced the possibility that nearly every worker over the age of 45 may require reskilling. Working Nation is teaming with Rutgers University's Heldrick Center for Workforce Development to host a town hall on the nation's job crisis entitled Reskilling the Mid-Career Workforce. Joining me is Carl Van Horn, director of Rutgers Heldrick Center and author of the book entitled Working Scared or Not at All. Carl, thanks for joining us on NewsWorks tonight.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
And let's also welcome Maria Heidkamp, director of the Heldrick Center's New Start Career Network. Maria, thank you for being here as well.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Carl, describe the panel that will be holding forth next Tuesday. What will be some of the topics at hand?
What we're going to be talking about, basically, is this problem, as you said, at the top. We have an economy on the top line that looks good, but there's still millions of people left behind who didn't get back into the recovery when it occurred, especially long-term unemployed older workers who face all sorts of barriers to get back into the labor market. And then there are also the broader questions of the restructuring of the national economy as automation replaces people and globalization as well. Now, these are trends that have been going on for a long period of time, but in past recoveries, as the economy got better, the rising tide basically lifted all the boats. This time it didn't happen. And so that really is something we need to focus on as a country and come up with solutions for helping people get in the labor market and earn a family-sustaining wage.
We set up the New Start Career Network to help older, 45 and older, long-term unemployed New Jersey job seekers. For us, our average age of our job seekers is 56, so they're people who need to work for another decade at a minimum. And long-term unemployed for us is 6 months or more of being unemployed or underemployed. So we offer free personalized career services, including a lot of web-based information resources. We do a lot of webinars, which may include networking for people who hate networking or interviewing with younger hiring managers. But we also wanted to make sure we were able to provide one-on-one or small group coaching. And we have done that by recruiting volunteers from around the state to become coaches to New Start Career Network job seekers. We have 2,625 job seeker members and 233 volunteer career coaches.
Given the premise that the future of work and employment is changing faster than ever could have been predicted, can you in turn predict what the job market and workforce scene could be like 5, 10, or 20 years hence?
I think the most important takeaway that I would provide is fasten your seatbelts. Change is happening faster than ever before. That's why we need to provide people a way to cope with that turbulence. People, as I said, they need to make these transitions. This is the new normal, rapidly changing economies and jobs and whole occupations and skills becoming no longer relevant.
Maria, the new normal would seem normal to a young graduate or somebody who knows no other way, but as you're referring to those middle-aged, how do you infuse them with the sense and ability to be nimble and flexible at that middle age?
We actually did a webinar yesterday, and the topic was thriving in the gig economy, about how you can structure different streams of income, how you can adapt to some of these changes that we've been talking about. You know, we encourage them to look for ways to keep their skills up while they're looking. So maybe that's take advantage of some free online training. Maybe that's doing some skills-based volunteering with a nonprofit that can help with their networking and help get them out there while they're continuing to figure out how to structure either a job or streams of income.
Reskilling the mid-career workforce is the topic of a town hall this coming Tuesday at Rutgers University. We've been speaking with Maria Heidkamp, director of the Heldrick Center's New Start Career Network. Maria, thanks for joining us on NewsWorks tonight.
Thank you, Dave.
And Carl Van Horn, director of the Rutgers Heldrick Center for Workforce Development, an author of the book entitled Working Scared or Not at All. Carl, thanks again for being here with us.
Thank you, sir.